Good morning to everyone. I hope that you are all doing well. In Mark chapter 10, there is the story of a man who came to Jesus asking a very serious question. It says in verse 17, "A man ran up to Jesus and fell on his knees before him. 'Good teacher,' he asked, 'what must I do to inherit eternal life?'" In verse 19, Jesus responded, "You know the commandments. You shall not murder, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not steal, you shall not give false witness, you shall not defraud, and honor your father and mother." "Teacher," he declared, "all these I have kept since I was a boy." Jesus looked at him and loved him. "One thing you lack," he said. "Go, sell everything you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come follow me." At this, the man's face fell. He went away sad because he had great wealth. Now, most Christians know this story quite well. The main point of the story is that the man was unable to do what Jesus asked and walked away. However, I want us to look at another aspect of this story. If you notice in verse 19, Jesus listed several of the Ten Commandments. Except for the one about honoring your father and mother, the commandments Jesus mentioned were about not doing something, such as not stealing, not murdering, not committing adultery, not giving false testimony. The man quickly responded that day, saying that he had always not done these things since he was a boy. Now, Jesus did not disagree with the man, but Jesus then encouraged the man to do something. Do something. Sell your possessions and give it to the poor. Brethren, there's a lesson here for us. And here's the lesson. In our walk with God, it isn't just about what we don't do. It's not just about the things we avoid doing. There really needs to be more of an emphasis on what we actually do. What we actually do. And what should we be doing? Brethren, we should emphasize doing good whenever we can. In our story, Jesus encouraged the man to take a step further. Friends, let us also take a step further. Let me leave you with a very encouraging quote from John Wesley, quote, "Do all the good you can, by all the means you can, in all the ways you can, in all the places you can, at all the times you can, to all the people you can, as long ever as you can." Let us commit to doing good. Amen.